We're here with Danette Linares. We're at the 2015 CCAM Commercial Real Estate Outlook and Conference. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. Danette, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Danette, let's talk a little bit about what your specialty is. It's office leasing, no?
That's right. I'm in commercial office leasing, primarily in the downtown area, but we also have a product in Doral, as well as Coral Gables, and we're actually one of the silver sponsors of this event, BAC Colonnade Office Tower.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the event. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on in the CBD office market, because we haven't had too many new additions to supply other than, well, I guess we've had two big additions to supply. How have they been absorbed?
They're doing really well. 1450 Brickell was one of our key assets in the Brickell area, and we are 100% leased right now.
It's a beautiful building.
Thank you very much. It was done in record time. There are two other office buildings that are actually leasing up quite well. Brickell in downtown is in hot demand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you almost can't drive your car there anymore at night.
Nope, you can't. But you know what? That's the new plan of mobility, mass transit, all aboard Florida, what they're doing and bringing their rail and activating that. It's a wonderful place. Uber and Lyft and all sorts of alternative transportation modes are coming in to play.
Oh, listen, it doesn't even matter. My wife's already been to that Whole Foods market. She says it's like a spaceship that everybody has to go there. It's the most beautiful store in town.
It's unbelievable. It literally stopped traffic last week, so it's very exciting.
Oh, something stopped traffic in downtown. What a concept. Now, Danette, if you were going to talk about the office market, where are we in the cycle for needing office? Because it sounds to me like Spire's about to deliver some more beautiful office space.
They are. Ackerman Centerfit is actually going to be their lead tenant in one of their office towers. And there's enough office space to come around, but as far as large blocks of space that are available, it's really dwindling. And right now, the office environment is pretty healthy. We're seeing a lot of tenants coming in from the Northeast, a lot of hedge funds coming over, as well as California. We've got the great advantage of the taxes that we have here, as well as our beautiful weather.
Now, let me ask you about the hedge funds that are moving in, because you read about them in the paper, but they're sort of like a unicorn. Are they really moving in? And if so, how big? Because when you compare Miami's office space to Atlanta, Atlanta takes, a large block of space. Atlanta takes 20,000 square feet. The Miami office of that firm may take 5. So how are you seeing the hedge funds coming in? Is it just the senior person, or are they really building out a whole platform down here?
It's true. We are actually a very small tenant market. The average tenant size is about between 2,500 and 5,000 square feet. And the hedge funds that we have been seeing are more on the smaller side, but they're establishing an office here, and they really are growing. And you see the big guys coming here. They'd rather establish their home base in Miami, in South Florida.
Well, what I found is that people tend to cluster together. If smart people are coming and they're developing their hedge funds and their venture capital funds and they're finding success here, that other people will follow them. Are you starting to hear sort of a buzz in the industry about Miami?
We are hearing a buzz in the industry in Miami, as well as there are technology companies coming. And we have Emerge Americas, and what Manny Medina has done is incredible.
High five to Manny.
Oh, absolutely. He exceeded expectations last year. He thought 5,000 people would attend his conference, and he had over 6,000 people. So this year is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I've been following Manny. He's one of my favorites of all time. Now, Danette, if somebody wants to get a hold of you or one of the other terrific people over at Blanca Commercial, how do they do that?
Email is the best. It's danette.linares@blancacre.com.
One of the most professional people in the office leasing business, Danette Linares. She's here with me broadcasting live from the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.